This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
The thought of you keeps running through the back of my mind. Every time I'm near you, I get that urge to feel you. Just touching you and loving you.
Oh, what a great song.
It's everything right.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
All right, welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, all new 590 The Fan. I was at church Saturday night, and an older lady did let out a yell of excitement.
That's amazing.
I think it's allowed this time of year.
Martin's mom.
That's what happens this time of year.
She was going to a Saturday night service to replace the Sunday or an extra Saturday night service?
I think both. So the Saturday.
Oh, my God. What, she went Saturday and Sunday?
Well, she's got somebody to pray for a lot.
Fair.
Got a lot on her plate. The Saturday vigil is historically the really long one.
Which so if is you, why I never go.
If you go, you know it's 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. My sources say that John Mozeliak was spotted at his local church Saturday vigil for 2+ hours.
Very nice.
Good.
Ooh,
Catholic
hot
man.
Hot takes. Hot takes can spring out of that.
I don't go to a Catholic church anymore. I go to a Christian church. But on Friday, just for the heck of it, I went to Stations of the Cross. Did you remember? Did you guys grow up going to Stations of the Cross?
Oh, yeah. It's been years.
Yeah. And it's kind of cool. But I used to love it because we had this great priest, Father Kramer, who ended up at Vianney. And he when he talked about how we're taking Jesus off the cross, and he used to use this phrase, and oh, so slowly. And he said it so dramatically. It's always been inside me. My entire life. He did our wedding, and I would say to him, joke with him all the time, and oh, so slowly, Father. And I wanted the priest at Our Lady of the Pillar at 3 o'clock on Friday to say, and oh, so slowly, but did not. I went home, and I told Monique I'm a little disappointed.
I have to be honest. I got to work on my attendance game a little bit, to be fair. Mm. And you know it's a bad sign, Frank, when you go to your regular church and people say, oh, you go here? I say, oh, I go to the other ones. You know, I go to the early ones and the late ones, and I'll go to the same ones all the time. I saw Stevie Komrek there. He goes, hey, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I go here. He's like, you do? Of course.
St. Clement we're talking about, right?
Yeah. Right. A lot of great folks there. We had a great, beautiful. And I got to say, this time of year, you could give it up for the choir because they put in a lot of work.
Oh, you were sounding a lot like Strick right now. A lot of great people. Give it up to the choir.
I sound like Trump. How about that choir, huh? Trumpets? Great job.
Did anybody do any Sunday buffet or
Vin Dessette? I went with yes, yeah.
Wow, look at this.
Me,
guy.
My wife, my sister, her husband, and my parents all went about 11:15 ish.
Oh, what
or so.
A day!
It was really good. Yeah, good buffet, great weather, free mimosas.
Paul, any good food for you yesterday?
I ordered Papa John's in the evening.
Nothing to be ashamed of there. Yeah. We dipping that in the butter. You dip in the butter?
You get the extra butter. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
Went out to Madison's
grandparents.
They have a nice farm out in Alton. The problem with that is it's just the drive. You go to Mass in the morning, and then you go straight from Mass for an hour-long drive. It was beautiful out, but the drive home, I'm pretty much beat. Just not from doing anything physical activity. It's just a lot of family stuff, you know, condensed into that 8-10-hour day. So nothing exciting. It was fun, but I was exhausted.
My mom took the lead and said, this year, I don't want anybody to worry about cooking or hosting. And we actually went to Ferrato's. They had a brunch right down the road from here on Manchester, right at Rock Hill. And a beautiful spread. They had the pastries. And I know it's an Italian place, but they had biscuits and gravy, eggs, ham, turkey, plus all of their pastas, pizza, toaster wrap. So you could eat sort of in waves, Frank. You could do breakfast.
Oh, that's good.
Digest. It was great. And they have that back patio. And it has this roof where you can actually open and close it, just a little.
Oh, like Fast Eddie's?
It's not quite a retractable. And Eddie did say last week, did I say it was retractable? I said, no, the roof's coming off for the summer. But at Ferrato's, they had I don't even know what you would call it, these panels that would just flip and close. So if it got sunny, they would close the panels. And then they had the game of bags going and an outdoor Jenga. Carson and I had a killer Jenga match that people in the restaurant actually started watching. We got to about, I'd say about 3 feet high, and I knocked it over my last. So the kid's destined to be an architect.
What he did not mention, though, was waiting that extra 2 hours after the meal was over for Joe Buck to get in there.
Right.
Is anybody going to
anybody coming through here that's looking to pick up the tab here? It was very nice.
It's interesting. You went Italian. I went Italian. I went to Bartolino's. They had a big luncheon and breakfast buffet. There was like 25 Italians. We were all in the back. And
were you burping? Because I've been telling the story.
I heard that. I don't understand.
You've never heard that before?
But I think it was China. I thought it was in
We
China.
Looked it up, and I think
yeah, I
Jimmy Huer looked it
that.
Up.
Is it India? Yeah. One of the countries that does it? It's still
this place
disgusting.
In Milwaukee was called Roseanne's, and it was Italian, and they had meatballs the size of softballs. And I'm telling you, these old guys in the corner would be burping, and they go, oh, yeah, they do that.
Was that a checker tablecloth place? Majerus took me to a place in Milwaukee.
That
once.
Might be it.
Yes.
It was really like neighborhood, kind of not fancy, and gigantic meatballs.
Did he burp, Majerus, after the meal?
Quite a few times.
He probably did if it wasn't. It didn't have to be an Italian restaurant.
But yesterday, you know how, like, when you first get to a gathering, you're supposed to, like, you know, converse and talk and really, you know, have fellowship. And I don't know. I had to get to the line. And then I came back with this big, huge plate that had red sauce and white sauce and eggs Benedict and sausage and bacon. And I noticed of the 25 people there, I was the only one that had a plate in my hand. And my brother brought that up to Bart. Look at this guy. What a slobby. We're supposed to be talking. He's on the buffet line.
That's rude to the cooks if you don't start eating. The only dilemma at a brunch, and I realize these are big problems, do you go breakfast, lunch? Like, you get up there, you get a little bit of salad, and then you're like,
I
put my
salad.
Biscuits and gravy with my salad?
I just did breakfast. Omelet, waffles, bacon. It was good. Shrimp. They had shrimp there, too.
The chorus is My Guys. The choir's. Is My Guys, Strickland.
My Guys.
That's what he says after he trashes somebody.
Oh, that's my guy. That's my guy.
Oh, that choir was terrible. But they did.
Hey, they're
my guy. They're great guys, though.
Good people.
He'll be calling Drew Locke his guy after a while.
He's my guy.
Did you see Strick's outfit Saturday night?
Blue.
It was extremely blue.
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Kind of a royal
Dodger
blue.
Yeah, like just a really, like, adjust your set and the contrast blue. And then he flips the back collar to show me. In the back, it says Strick Nasty. It's stitched into the.
It did not.
100%.
I've seen it. He showed it to me once.
It says Strick Nasty.
Who made him that?
And then inside on his lapel, it says Andy Strickland.
Oh.
He needs 6'2" cufflinks.
Yes.
Oh, that would be.
You got to make
perfect.
Fun of him for that.
And we were doing an interview for TV, and then Charlie put a graphic together. And instead of saying host of Hockey Sense or Fox Sports Midwest Hockey Reporter,
590.
Slop.
590 Zone, Charlie put on there the star of the Friday slop.
All right.
Now, I don't think that graphic ever made it to air.
Oh, it should have.
But I believe he sent it to myself
and
Andy.
That's what he's most known for, let's be honest.
I'm looking up to see if Roseanne's lives on in Milwaukee. It's got to be the place Majerus took you.
I can just remember checker tablecloths. Brian, do we have a little bit of business from your end?
Stop by Schnucks. Get all your food needs there. My wife and I were there last week, the Schnucks to Pair. They have that little kind of restaurant area inside the middle of that. Great seafood pasta, salmon pasta there. Pick up any chips, brats. This is barbecue time now in the St. Louis area. Get all your meat, get all your goods at any of the variety of Schnucks markets.
All right. Dr. Michael Jones is the official eye surgeons of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. If you get a chance and you need your eyes done, there's no other place to go than Quantum Vision Centers and Dr. Michael Jones. Tell them I sent you. He's one of the best in the country, 855-260-EYES. Lakeside Roofing, established in 1972, has a solid reputation for excellence in the roofing industry. Their philosophy is focused around a relentless commitment to customer service, quality products, and outstanding workmanship. Lakeside Roofing's reputation is one of reliability, trust, high-quality work, and competitive pricing. They feature the finest quality roofing materials and provide expert installation. Call the professionals at Lakeside Roofing for your home or business. In Illinois, call 618-344-2800. And in Missouri, call 314-241-5253. Find them online at lakesideroofing.com. What do we have coming up in the coveted hour?
Marlo walking into the building right now. We got a lot of hot takes. Big weekend. Cards take 2 of 3 for the Mets. Blues advance. We're ready to break it down. Hot takes delivered on this Monday. Coveted hour next.